Kardashian's daughter North ready for a stepdad? Wait till you hear who's trying to help.
Plus, Simu Liu has a wax figure, but it's not what you think.
And Ajahnue Ellis is coming out for Pride Month, but did we miss it when she did it before?
And later, Andrew Furin is taking us to the Star Wars celebration with Rosario Dawson and Pedro Pascal.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey. And joining us today, honey, she's an actress, she's an author, she's an attorney, and so much more. Give it up for Miss Phaedra Parks!
Hello!
It's great to be back with y'all. Frank, what do we have first?
Well, Kim isn't a big Peter energy.
Oh, okay.
Peter Davidson energy.
Yeah, big Peter Davidson.
Petey Meaty, that's what I call him.
All right, by now everyone thinks that Pete Davidson is rather well endowed. Well, apparently this had Kim Kardashian jonesing for Pete the Meat.
Oh, stop it.
After she hosted SNL. Right. So on the latest episode of The Kardashians, Kim talked about it. Heidi, can you do your best Kim K and tell us what she said?
Yeah.
You're so good at it.
All right, I'm going to clean it up a bit. She said,
I wasn't even thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a relationship with him. I was just thinking, I heard about his big package energy and I need to get out there. I need to just like jumpstart my, I was just basically down for fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I believe it goes to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Phaedra, darling, so what do you think about this, honey? Can you relate to how Kim was feeling?
Well, honey, I guess Staten Island salami is not a myth, honey.
It's
he's a legend.
Okay.
Give me the meat, baby.
Here's the thing about the big energy. If somebody's got the big P energy, that person is responsible to let you know that ahead of time so you can bail out. Because a lot of women say they don't really want the giant.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, you got to let somebody know.
Too much.
Right.
Too much,
A warning.
A warning. Could
it's
you
sort
need
of
a
like when you go to a when you go to a restaurant and you're going to order something. You go, is it a lot?
Yeah.
Is that just for me? And they're like, it's pretty big. It's enough.
This is served family style.
What's the portion?
Honestly, I relate to this a lot because I'm only into women who have BVE.
Yeah.
Really BVE? That's my thing.
Well, Tanner, that's why they set me next to you today.
Have you ever been to an Arby's?
I'm going to save the show by moving on. Speaking of Kim and Pete, they do seem to be getting serious. So Pete might become, think about this, Pete might become a stepdad at some point.
Yes.
And Kim says her 12-year-old nephew, Mason Disick, is helping prepare North for the possibility.
Okay.
Now, Frank, why don't you tell us what Mason said? If anyone can act like a 12-year-old, you are my go-to.
All right.
In your best Mason Disick voice. Go.
You know, getting a stepdad isn't so bad. You know, they're not these evil people you see in the movies. It's just not like that.
Hey.
Wow. Is he a surfer?
Yeah.
He's from California.
He's Malibu Mason.
He's from Calabasas. Calabasas.
How do you think Northwest reacted?
I think she's probably excited about it, because when you think about Pete Davidson, he's like a big-ass kid, so it'd be having a slightly taller playmate.
But he's very dry. He's very dry and kind of not like a goofy type of funny. Mm-hmm. He's kind of chill.
That's
so I don't know. I don't know, y'all.
He's like the Peter Pan of comedy. He's going to stay right there, be a big kid.
He puts the Peter in Peter Pan, I think is what you're saying.
No, he puts the Peter in Kim. That's what he does. That's why he's around.
Seemingly, I made a big splash on the movie Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and now he's gearing up to star in the upcoming Barbie movie with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. But guys, check this out. Apparently, Simu plays an alternate Ken.
Oh, right.
And in order to be totally smooth, he had to get his Shang-Chi's waxed.
Hang on a second. Wow. Tanner, a totally opposite Ken would be a hairy dude with a penis.
Yeah, right. A hairy guy with a dong.
They should have cast Heidi.
They should have cast me. I've never been waxed, y'all. But from the fellas, Tanner, Gary, HK, have you guys ever been waxed and was it painful?
I've never been waxed.
Never been waxed before. Like, I'm old school. I'll use, like, some clippers just to shave the part of my chest hair that you see.
Okay. I've been waxed, but it hasn't been my frontal area, but yes, I've been waxed.
You've got the Brazilian.
You got the Brazilian, Gary?
Yeah. That peach is bald. That's a bald-headed peach.
Simu actually said, he said waxing has been an education, to say the least. He said it was one of the most painful experiences of my life. Mm-hmm. I have such a newfound admiration for the incredibly brave women who go through this on a monthly basis.
Ooh-wee. Yes.
So he said monthly, honey. Do y'all have to get waxed, I mean, more often than that?
I don't wax. I sugar. So, sugar? Yes, honey. That's why I'm so sweet.
Oh, what is sugar? Right.
It's another technique to remove hair. Phaedra? Yeah, I get sugar, uh-huh. honey.
How I'm trying to watch my figure, so I stevia. But stevia, All right, it's Pride Month, yay! And we have another celebrity who is out of the closet. Oscar-nominated actress Anjanou Ellis from King Richard says she likes to take a dip in the lady pond. She may take a dip. I dive head first. We're all different. Oh. In a recent interview, Anjanou revealed that she is bisexual and that she's never discussed her sexuality because, quote, nobody asked. She also said, how do you work that into a conversation? In the middle of me talking about this movie, I'm just not that chick. My job was to talk about King Richard. I wasn't going to be like, and by the way, in case you ain't heard yet, because that's artificial. Right. Okay,
yeah,
so
that's
get this.
Weird. That's super weird. But I guess you could just wear a coat with queer on the side.
Well, there is that. She did wear that red Dolce & Gabbana suit jacket with the word queer written in rhinestones on the sleeve at the Essence Black Women in Hollywood Awards, and no one even really noticed. Yeah. I didn't notice that was on my gaydar at all.
I didn't notice
Gary, it. Gary, what word would you have written down your jacket sleeve?
I probably would have put, I like cucumbers. So I had like something along
Gary,
the lines
Gary
of that.
Gary can't play this game because he prefers the jacket off.
Yeah.
That's right, Frank. Yeah.
Okay. You asked for trouble.
Good night.
This show's so raw today. While the Real Housewives of Dubai had entered the chat, y'all, the show premiered this week, and fans also got to check out the highly anticipated taglines. These ladies are spicy. Check it out, y'all.
They don't hate me because I'm beautiful. They hate me because they're basic.
A woman should be two things, who and what she wants.
The desert is ruthless, but nothing is more savage than me.
Okay, Phaedra, are the taglines. These ladies are giving shady desert vibes. What do you think, mommy?
Is it desert or dessert?
Dessert.
Is
dessert.
Desert.
Desert
vibes.
Is like dessert. Trust me. Dubai
I give shady desert vibes.
Dubai is everything. Yeah. Okay, the ladies in Dubai are fabulous. I mean, I think it's a great addition to the franchise because this is the first time you're going to see women from all different nationalities, brown girls, girls from the Middle East, you know, even somebody, a lady from across the pond. So, I mean, I think this is the first truly diverse cast. The girls have a bag. They really have coins. And it's just, it's going to be fabulous. And of course, you know, I'm going to be a part, so, you know.
Did you ride a camel?
What more do you need?
I did, but not on the show.
Baby. Did you find out? Did you come across any men while you were there in Dubai?
I mean, there's plenty of men there, honey. Ooh. Like there's sand in the desert, honey. Dubai has got it, honey. And
in the sheiks.
Ooh, shake me out for a sheik.
All right, well, what would your tagline be if you were a housewife or a house husband?
I'm silent. That's why I keep my mouth closed.
You ain't gonna keep a husband with your mouth
closed.
No, sir.
Mine would be like taking out the garbage. That's not the only thing I'm bagging.
Uncomfortable. Yeah, you crossed your arms like a 90210, you know, in the.
Mine would be. There might be sand in the desert, but this peach survives in any weather.
That's excellent. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Up next, which actress says her character was always a bit lesbianic?
Lesbianic.
And what royal is now a meme? The answers right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back. What a fun day here.
It's great.
So the character Miranda Hobbs entered into a queer relationship on the Sex and the City reboot, and in a new interview, Cynthia Nixon, who plays the role, claims she's had many discussions with showrunner Michael Patrick King about taking Miranda out of her straight relationship. Wow. So when it finally happened, it wasn't a total shocker. She said, even though she was only really interested in men, I think that Miranda had many other queer and frankly lesbianic qualities about her.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, she was a poor dresser.
Yeah.
Oh. How dare you?
Of the bunch. Kramer. Of the bunch, she was a poor dresser.
Heidi dresses great.
Snazzy.
Look at how great she's dressed.
Yeah, I wore that in the fifth grade for a school photo. That's not great fashion.
You and I love a color block.
Right.
Wait, can we just appreciate how Frank and Chewy are both in black t-shirts and Heidi and I are both in blue stripes?
That's right. Supporting the colors of Dish Nation.
You leave Heidi in
blonde, blue eyes.
Yes.
You know.
You leave Heidi in her mom jeans alone.
Wow.
You leave her vests alone.
Two, Brute.
Her vests.
No, I mean, I guess, I could see that if I had to pick a lesbian out of that group of girls,
it would be Miranda.
Yeah. And I don't want to stereotype. It's like, because check out, I don't know if she is, but that haircut definitely was kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah. Did you
watch the show, Heidi?
I did.
Okay, was that believable? The whole, how all that went down with her and her character?
Yeah, I mean, yes. And that happened to her in real life.
Okay.
Oh, that's a real thing.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, she's gay in real life.
Yeah,
she had a husband and she had kids, and then she fell in love with this woman.
Oh.
You know what's so crazy?
And they're together.
She probably felt like she couldn't play a straight woman on a show because people were saying you got to get the person who's a real person in real life
whether being gay
to play a gay character. So she's like, well, why don't you make my character gay so she can play the character? She didn't feel comfortable being a straight woman.
Heidi, would you audition to play Cynthia's BFF in season 2?
You mean her lover?
Oh, her. She's already got a lover. You'd just be the gay friend.
Yeah.
Right. Would you?
Yes. Yes. I would audition for anything at this point. Please, somebody rescue me.
Heidi will audition for Arby's commercial.
Yeah, I don't care. Nude. It doesn't matter.
Give me the meat.
Well, moving on. Prince Louis appeared on the Buckingham Palace balcony for the Trooping the Color ceremony. An annual celebration of his great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth's birthday. Mm-hmm. The 4-year-old royal, who is the youngest child of Prince William and Kate Middleton, and the younger sibling of Prince George and Princess Charlotte, was seen covering his ears with his hands because of the loud chanting noises. And of course, social media got a kick out of it and turned it into a meme.
I love it.
I love it too, because you know what it proves? It proves that family is just like any other family with a kid who's like, oh, I don't want a beard. It's like, you're essentially grandma's birthday.
No, what a little brat. Who says you can't spank a prince? I say you spank him and say, stand up straight.
Yeah.
Prince loved to be spanked.
Act like you've been on the balcony before.
That's the best thing is kids don't give They don't care that you're the mother's the grandmother, you're the grandma, the
you don't
queen
think
of England.
They
no filter.
You don't
no
think
filter
the kids
whatsoever.
Have any idea what they are.
I don't think a 4-year-old fully gets it.
I don't either.
Does a 4-year-old know the royalty? Hell no. They don't know that, bro.
We talk about Gabrielle Union's, we talk about her daughter, Shady Baby. She doesn't care.
How would you have handled that, Frank, if it was your son?
Or if you had an outburst like that in public where you've been like, ugh.
Like, an outburst in public?
Your son. Every day. Your son. You work with him. I don't know. That happens every day?
I
mean, he covers his ears most of the time when I'm talking. I'm used to that,
when
for
I do
sure.
The show. That's why I'm the only one still wears headphones.
Yeah, he hasn't.
These things aren't even on.
No, he turns them all the way
I can only hear my own voice. I can't hear anybody else. These are my hands.
I'm used to it. I basically
talk
to myself.
Is she talking? I have no idea.
She's talking.
I have no
idea. She's talking. All right. Up next, Andrew Freud chats with Pedro Pascal, Rosario Dawson, and the rest of the cast of The Mandalorian at the Star Wars Celebration. So come right back, baby.
You're just our little prince. He can't hear us.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here at Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, California, getting ready to interview the cast of The Mandalorian. I better get away from this guy. All right, Carl, what are people doing to get secrets out of you of this thing? Because you've got family, you've got people. What are they doing, Carl?
They're doing everything but throwing money my way, okay? Hey. If you want something, come on.
How much
bank
is...
account. You remember a guy in Arrested Development who said...
Yes.
That's a big part of me now.
Hold on. How much? Wait, do you want to take that? Will you give me a secret?
I can't do it. I'll get my assistant to come over. If you put it in my hands, I may have to pay taxes.
Oh, you're right. We can't have that, Carl. We can't have that. Okay, now, Pedro, you are the Mandalorian. You are also the daddy, or zaddy, of Baby Yoda. Is this correct?
I was just asking, so Zaddy is what? Is that like next level daddy?
Yeah, next level daddy.
Why does a Z make it next level?
I don't know, because
it sounds good?
It just sounds good.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right, so you're the Zaddy of Baby Yoda, and I want to know, have you sat down and had a real conversation with your son? Because he goes on SNL, he goes wild. Is he getting a big head? Like, have you sat him down and been like, dude, you need to like take a chill pill?
Well, he started out with kind of a big head, just in proportion to his body. So we just need to keep filling it.
And what, tell everyone Mando season 3 is coming.
Mando season 3 is coming.
Starring the Zaddy. All right, simple question. You're the freaking Boba Fett. Does anyone in this planet ever try to f you?
There has been a few, but I've had to deal with them in due course.
Yeah.
Sometimes just requires a look.
How do I do the look? What do I got to do?
Well, just think Clint Eastwood.
Okay, interesting. Okay, okay.
Clint Eastwood or Lee Van Cleef. You know, Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Oh. You really makes me want to get a jumpsuit right now.
Get one.
Like, you're like, look like a superhero.
This is Good American.
Okay.
And it would be so good. Yeah. I've never had Good American before, but I feel like I need some help in the ass region, but that's fine.
I don't know what that is, but you look great. If we were going to set Chewbacca up with some kind of star, who do you think he should be set up with? Why? Because I think Chewbacca needs love, Katie. I just think he needs love.
Like, he needs, like, love. Maybe Brigitte Nielsen. Oh. I feel like she could, like, be like, get it in line.
You're right.
Chewbacca.
Snap his ass into shape.
Right? Yeah. She would.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, sporting her haircut, so that's fine.
I was going to say. Really, really important question. If the Star Wars universe had Instagram, so the characters were all on Instagram, who would post the most thirst traps, do you think? Who would have the hottest thirst traps? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just going straight Mando. I just feel like he's just constantly with the posing. When he stands there and he's got the hip jutted out, like, I just feel like any screenshot you do from the show, you're like, what were you thinking about?
He does have some great poses.
Great poses. So
Mando can get it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Paris Jackson recently performed at a private party in the Hamptons at a celebration for Eva Longoria's tequila Casa de Sol.
Nice.
Well, Paris had a local singer named Atlas open up for her. And I guess Atlas was grooving a little too hard because she mistakenly introduced Paris Jackson as Paris Hilton.
No.
Oh, this is on stage. Like, coming up next, following. No. Like, it's Paris Hilton.
There was too much tequila going around, bro. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, maybe that. Happened. She also, Atlas apologized and blamed being a mother of 3 kids, gigging all week, and just being tired.
Man.
Paris Jackson was a good sport.
But if your dad's Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who is screwing that up?
I actually did this one time. It was back in Denver, my early radio days. Mm-hmm. And
story time.
The
go.
Act
here
we go. Was Uncle Frank's Rick talking. Springfield, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, huge.
Oh, man.
And so I'm on stage, and I, you know, it's my job to welcome him to the stage. And I go, everybody get ready. Put your hands together for Rick Springsteen.
That was 25 years ago. All these years later, we had Rick Springsteen.
Oh, see, you did it too.
Rick Springfield on our show.
Right.
And you told him that story, and he goes, that was you?
Yeah, he remembered.
No.
He remembered.
Pretty cool. Like,
you know.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
Wow. I mean, he's going to remember you forever.
So now we're friends, and he calls me Jesse.
There it is.
All right, what Paris would you like to get mistaken for? Hilton or Jackson? Go.
Oh, Paris Jackson's beautiful.
Yeah, we have Paris Hilton. No, yeah,
you're,
I'm aware.
You're more like a Paris Super 8.
Yeah.
Paris Motel 6. Paris Days In.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.